Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very, very, very special edition of The Big Show. Yes, it is our, you can tell if you can see, like if you're seeing the video and the, otherwise you have to listen to this. This is the Christmas special. This is the Christmas quiz that we do every year where we look back at, well, what happened this year in the news, what we remember, which is usually, well, zero and or very close to it at least.
Oh, Muller's coming. Muller's just sent me a text. He's coming.
Nice.
Muller's coming to so embarrass himself.
We'll have another person on the panel in a second. Yeah, we did the Mac show last week, and I don't remember how much points we had exactly, but I think it was about 20-something out of, I think, more than 100 points you could have gotten. So I would say right. The usual performance. Like, as if
bar's low. I'll push it lower.
We'll see. I think I have a feeling this one is going to be harder because it's there wasn't that great of news stories this year. I went through basically all the stories we've talked about and a couple extras that I found along the way, but they're that we briefly mentioned here or there. And yeah, I have a really cool panel with me. And while we wait for Muller to join, let's start introducing them. So we have. Top left, the man himself, the legend, the quiz master of previous, of many years ago, the Christmas quiz. We have Ewan. Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, but that was when I was keeping up with the bloody news. Right now, I know how you lot felt when you were shitting yourself on the other side waiting for the questions.
Well, I know how you feel because I've been doing this for a couple of years now and I'm like, oh my God, preparing all of that and... trying to find good questions to ask that are interesting and funny and can be answered. That's tough. So, like, no, respect. You did that for a long time.
There'll be a lot of questions tonight and not many answers, I feel.
We'll see. I have a feeling. I have a feeling that's going to be true.
Ian's looking like he's wearing frigging camouflage already.
Oh, he is. He's going to blend into the background.
Go in the background. There
right?
We go. Yeah. Kevin and Perry.
That's going to be... Speaking of, Ian, how are you doing?
I'm doing great this week. I've just passed another certification. I'm now an official Veeam certified trainer for their certification track, which is...
I thought you were going to say you were free of the infection. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, nearly. Not quite yet. More penicillin for that one. But you know, another thing done for work, so that's quite nice.
I thought you would say you're now a certified Santa or something like that.
I'm certified, definitely.
Oh, that's a different Santa one.
I've been, certified for years.
I think I can pass the Santa quiz, yeah.
Santa's not been here for a very long time, children.
I'm worried now because I contributed 25% probably-ish of these of these news stories to this thing. And
yeah, probably.
I probably can't remember any of them because I'm old and senile.
Muller's here.
Muller's here. Let me add him to this shot.
I bet you Muller wins. I bet you Muller wins.
Oh, no way.
On a single frigging show all year. He trolls up late and he's going to win. You watch. We can't see you, Muller.
Yeah, we can see the camera off, but we'll... That gives
it's
me
a
time.
Brand new camera. I'm just checking it's connected.
Well, your audio's there. We can hear you. Settings.
Oh, the storage.
Plug it in and out again.
Turn it off and back on again, mate. You know.
Yeah. Well, Muller solves his camera problems. Let's introduce on this panel, our American the correspondent, let's call it this. Tom, how are you
the
doing?
The token American
on this network this time.
Pre-show Divaldi was ex-CIA.
True.
That's why I always back into a parking space so I can make a quick exit, Ian.
Mate, even if you're in witness protection, you can come on this show. No one will find you.
Oh, that's true.
Well, I think the most important thing for me this week is the old movie theater is playing Mary Poppins. And I know all British people love Mary Poppins because isn't that the
Oh,
movie with
blimey.
Dick
Oh,
Van
blimey, love
Dyke?
a duck, governor. Apples and pears, apples and pears. Oh, for God's
Oh,
sake, please kill me
blimey,
now.
Mary Poppins.
Kill me now, kill me, kill me now. As
So, you know,
a southerner, as a someone
I'm
from
gonna be
that part of the
laughing.
world,
I'm
kill me
gonna be
now.
laughing through the whole movie because of you guys.
Yeah, you might.
Anyway.
You'd totally have gone out with Julie Andrews in the past, though, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh my God.
1967, yes.
Blake Edwards, you lucky, lucky man.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't think she would have gone out with a 5-year-old, though, was the only problem. Maybe. I don't know.
You never know.
She was a little wild.
I went to a dinner at the embassy. I introduced my wife of 10 years. I know that seems young for a wife, but.
Okay.
God.
Right, we're rolling.
Muller, you got a
We're doing
camera or
stuff.
what yet?
We might even have Atlee, I
Bring it.
think.
We
It's a
can hear
brand new
you.
one. It's a...
We might even have a
I'd
Canadian.
take it. I'd take it back then before it runs out of warranty because it's shit.
It's a Logi. It works on
Yeah, that's
that.
why.
Well, it's we can't see you. Have you actually gone to video settings and enabled it or
Like in Teams. Oh, sorry, Zoom.
system preferences?
Click on the little camera, go up and find the one that says the name of your camera.
Video, select a camera.
This
This
is
is
the helpline
riveting.
for
This
British
is,
Tech
yeah, we
Network.
should getting
Call
granddad
in
to
with
use
your
his
computer
technology properly.
problems.
I'm telling you, if he wins the frigging quiz now, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
After all this tech support, I need audio and video.
Should you should we
Stop
should all
playing my
get like
camera.
10 points for that. Just because. All right, we'll just
And
get started
Atlee's
with the quiz here.
on his way as well.
Atlee's on his
Atlee's
way.
coming.
Atlee's
Should
on
we
his way as
restart?
well.
We can do the intro again if you want. Dismiss
No,
all of them.
this is
Okay, this
gold,
is
mate. This
awesome.
is
Let's
absolute gold.
okay. We'll
It's typical
most
BTN. We've been
hold.
here for 35 minutes and got no show yet.
The
Well, then that's
most
something unusual. Kind of
well-run,
like
highly efficient
and
podcast.
that's unusual.
That's exactly how I said unusual. I remember shows
Molly,
where we spent an hour
Molly,
figuring
you.
out the Skype wall and then had to like start the show. Come on, Ruler.
In my
Camera.
camera.
You want to share your screen in Zoom so we can help you debug it, Muller?
We already know his real name.
Yeah.
We do? Maybe we don't. All right. While we wait for Muller's camera and for Atlee, how about I explain how this whole
If you're in
quiz.
TV, we'd be going.
And now to these commercial messages.
Oh, there's an idea. Let's do commercial.
This show and all the others is no longer sponsored by TSO Host because they've dumped us this week.
Yeah. Oh.
But thank you to them for 10 years of support,
Yes.
because 8 years, whatever it
Something like
was,
that.
we couldn't have done these shows without him. And Atlee's going to take over supporting us, maybe. I don't know. We'll
On
see.
his on the Atlee supercomputer.
The Atlee Atlas
Yes,
supercomputer.
the amazing Canadian
needs a cool name.
supercomputer.
It's Watson.
Yeah.
Big Blue.
Oh, what
Hal.
was Big
Hal.
Blue? It's Hal. It's what
Oh,
was the one
Hal.
from
Yes.
what's the computer from Hitchhiker's Guide?
Was it Marvin the robot, you mean?
No, that was a robot. Marvin, the
It was
paranoid android.
No,
Deep
the one
Thought.
that
Deep
Deep
Thought.
Thought. There we
Yes,
go.
Deep Thought from
Deep Thought came up with 42, didn't it?
It's
We're
correct.
sponsored by the 42 network
Ooh, that sounds like a conspiracy theory. Just saying. All right. Yeah, quiz rules. Let's start with that. So I have
Atlee's definitely
prepared.
coming, by the way.
Yes, I'm already prepared for him. I'm just waiting for him to join.
Quiz rules.
Quiz
Patrice asks the
rules.
questions.
Yes.
No one gets the right answer. Patrice
Correct.
awards the points randomly to the person who gave the
Oh,
worst, funniest answer.
There's an idea. I think we should adopt that.
That's why. If it goes wrong,
I like that idea.
Wait, let me write those rules down.
I really like that idea. So there's usually, on most rounds, there's 2 points for the person who gets asked the question. And then if they can't answer, someone else can steal it for basically half the points.
Someone else can not answer it for 1 point.
Also possible, yes. No, we'll do there. Like, the funniest answer gets 1 point. Let's do it this way then. Why not? It's our show. We can just decide to do that, right?
Do we get extra points if we can sing the answer to the tune of Living Let Die?
No.
No, okay.
No. I have 41 questions. Yes, I'm one shy of 42 for some reason. I probably could come up with another one, but no, it's 41.
There's five of us, so 14 to 5 goes well with a bonus question for if we screw up.
We will probably not get to all of them, but that's fine.
If we screw up?
We have to.
You know we won't.
And you know Muller's going to ask for 9. So.
I know that one, yes. That's his favorite. His favorite number, always, with me. Yeah.
Well, have you sorted your camera yet? Atlee, where are you?
It just won't sit. I might have to go into Windows.
Windows? Holy shit, dude. I might have to restart into Windows.
Windows.
Go into Windows, dude. We need to see your smiling face.
Okay. I'll have to boot it up.
Oh. All right, mate.
It's going to take a while.
Windows, of course, it takes a while. Of course.
Like, see you next year for the quiz, I would say.
By the time we start this, it'll be past midday, and that white cup that Tom's got is going to have a brandy in it.
Yes.
Who's to say it doesn't already? Actually, I have a doctor's appointment. I can't be doing that. It's annual physical day for me.
During the show.
Is that the bonus question?
I might have to turn my camera off for parts of it if that's the case.
I can borrow mine.
Yeah, yours is working great.
Mate, you can't borrow yours, for fuck's sake.
I was going to say. You turn the crank on the camera, Mahler. You got to keep it up to speed. 60 frames per second. Keep turning.
It's flamboyant Irlandy.
Oh,
is that Muller?
Maybe.
Could also that really be Jeff. Works.
Could also be Jeff.
If it's him.
What is a lie land day?
Jeff is fabulous, you have to agree. Fabulous, Jeff.
He is.
Lie land day.
That he is. Where's Antley? Man. So we can start this show.
It's in Nova Scotia. It takes a while to connect there.
Come on, Antley. That's true.
Oh, I swear.
There he is.
There he is. Looking very mass murder like in that picture.
Looking quite young as well, I think.
And a lot younger and all like.
There he is.
There he is.
Hey.
Oh my God.
Hey. I haven't seen him. There's a biggest
Mr.
group of
Atlee Hunter. How you doing, brother? Long time no see.
Shit, I'm good. I look younger than you. How the hell is that possible?
I've had a rough few years.
All right.
Did 2024 come up and just scare the color right out of your hair?
Fuck you.
Last time I saw you, you had like color in your hair.
Fuck
now
it's you,
like...
you bald freak.
What I was going to say, Atlee, a guy without hair shouldn't comment on the color of another guy's hair.
No, the funny thing is,
Made in glass house, he shouldn't throw stones.
My beard all white, my hair on my head all dark, can't stand it. I get rid of the hair as soon as it comes in. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
The shit that's coming out of your chin's white enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This, I couldn't grow a beard until it went white. It started going white at 40. I couldn't grow a beard until it went white.
Oh, certainly. I missed this.
All right, gents. Let's do a quiz now. So
I'm going to the drink. Muller's got to reboot to Windows.
Hey, here's the bonus question. Here's the
Why
bonus
are we
question.
here?
Both of us. Oh.
All right. Let's add you to the ranking and then let's get started. So I have now 42 questions because in the meantime I came up with another one.
Nice.
So we have 42
Well,
questions.
then I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You need another question.
Yes.
How many bodies is that we disposed of this year?
Oh my God.
We went that out the other week. We were asking
too
about
many. Watch it, Ewan. We might bump that number by one.
So numbers 1 to 42, we'll go around the panel and everybody gets to ask a question. There is a couple Christmas crackers where there is more than one answer. I actually have one that is really big. If you can name them all, you would score a massive amount
Not
of
gonna happen,
points. Not gonna happen. Well, actually, I'm not so sure. Like, given what we just talked about in the pre-show, I'm actually not so sure about that. But we'll see.
Oh,
Being blind
okay.
optimism.
Can I get the link to the, I guess it's just British Network.com, right?
The live stream,
Live
the
dot
chat? Yes, I can throw
yeah.
that in.
Live.britishnetwork.com.
Yes.
I got it.
Almost as if we're doing this for the first time. Sounds
Oh,
like
it's
it. Well, good.
Trusting Beaver.
It
Oh,
picks the
you
right
get
man
you
for me.
always get the fun
He
names.
is the trusty beaver.
He is the trusting
Trusting
beaver.
Beaver.
Good. Let's get started. And I'm going to
Yeah.
randomly choose Ian to pick the first number.
Seven.
Number
Hello?
seven is. Oh, that's a German question. A German man surprised us all in March, getting what without suffering any negative consequences? We did talk about this on the show.
A joke.
Nope. Nope.
Well, that's not a real answer. Give him a chance. Hang on, hang on.
Yeah,
Everyone's allowed a
I'll give
stupid
you.
first
I'll give
answer
you. I'll give you a
for
chance.
comedic value.
Yes, I'll give you a chance. So he got
Go on then.
something without a suffering from any negative consequences. What could that be?
Something.
Don't recall that story.
It was in March.
Hence my stupid answer.
Okay, anybody else wanna have a guess? We did actually talk about it on the show.
Chlamydia.
It's almost
Actually, I'm actually gonna give you a point for that. But it's not the right answer.
was it an AIDS thing? Bloody
it
recovery from AIDS?
actually
Or hepatitis or something?
no, he got 217 COVID shots.
All
217
right.
COVID shots. See, Tom
I
remembers it
forgot about
now.
that. Yeah, I do
So is this a
remember
German
that.
living in California?
No, he was actually in Germany. That's why he could do it. In California, he would be probably
Oh,
pretty
okay.
poor if he tried to do that.
It's true too. That's true.
Over what period of time? Because like, if you had them in a weekend, then
No,
that's a lot of fluid. But
yeah,
I was gonna say
or
then
a
you're
couple of
30% COVID shot.
yeah.
Yeah, this blood is 50% COVID shot.
Oh,
Let's.
Ian's gone. Where's Ian
Oh,
gone?
Ian
Ian's gone.
disappeared.
He's mate. You only got a question wrong.
He's
There's no need to
out.
be like that.
He's out
I
after one
can't win. I
question.
can't win. What's the point?
Oh my God, I've heard of whiny, whiny people. Oh my God.
Oh my
What
God,
happened?
Ian.
Did we melt a snowflake already?
What a poor sport.
Let's continue. Tom, you're next on the list.
Number 24, please.
Number 24. This is actually a very good question because we're using it right now. Actually, we're using the tool right now. So if you don't want to attend a meeting,
I don't like to talk about you in that way.
Now, if you want to attend a meeting, Zoom's CEO has your back with what wild new idea? So, don't want to attend a meeting? Zoom CEO has your back with
Oh
what
yeah, with
wild new
the
idea? Wait, wait,
AI.
Tom's answer, not yours.
It's the AI generated avatar,
Correct. That is 2 points for you.
which is the most ridiculous idea in tech this year.
It is.
Working fine for me right now.
We can hardly tell.
We cannot tell at all.
You can tell it's bullshit because it's got hair.
There's a ghost.
There's a ghost. Atlee, your number.
Sorry, because I'm well aware of the fact that you're all doing what I always asked you not to do, which is keep a track of numbers, and I haven't done it myself. So which two numbers would have gone so far, please, Patrice?
Number 7 and number 24.
7 and 24, right. Okay, yes. I'm going to be good.
You don't want us to keep track of numbers.
You should keep track of numbers.
Otherwise, when we get to 42, you'll be asking for the same number 41 times.
Yes. So, Atlee, your number. Between 1 and 42, except for 7 and 24.
I was going to say 24. No. 7? No. Let's go 23.
After almost 28 years, which previously popular service finally shut its doors with a final uh-oh?
Oh, AOL. AOL. Messenger. Mail. Whatever.
Nope. That is not correct. That's not the
answer. Oh, I see. Oh, sorry.
I think Ian.
Yeah, he's. Go on, Ian.
ICQ.
Correct. Yeah. That's 23 and a point for Ian.
Imagine all of those elderly women looking for sex.
Is that what they were?
That's where they were, mate. ICQ. They were 20. Admittedly, they were 20 years younger when it started.
Yeah, I was going to say.
20 years when they signed on, they didn't know how to find any other social medias after that.
Next
now
question.
Now they're pensioners.
Yeah, next question. Ewan, yours.
Next person? Next person.
You.
I'm the next person.
Yes.
Muller's on mute. He's still streaming. We can see his nostrils.
Yes.
And he's still signed in as Stephen N. Lowe as well. I'm going to have number 9!
Number 9, of course. The CSA also announced a new cybersecurity standard for smart home devices. What's the catchy name of its digital bouncer? Bonus point, you know what CSA stands for.
WPA2, is it? Sentry.
Nope, that is not the correct answer. I'll give a hint. The CSA is responsible for Matter. Anybody want to guess? It's a really cool name.
Clue.
No, it's not. It's very descriptive.
I think whoever has a score of 1 at the end of this will win.
Yeah, we've passed that already.
No, that person's winning. That's what I'm saying.
So
Tom's run away with it on 1.
All right, I'm out.
Muller, it's your go.
Okay, right. I'm gonna give you the answer. It's the IoT device security.
We're getting his audio from one feed, and we're getting his video from another feed.
Oh my god!
I'm about to boot me up,
and he's on an IT quiz. Jesus Christ!
Hey, at least I sorted something. Now I'm trying to find out where's my lights.
Is this the big F-up show or just the big
I think so. So coming
mate,
back to
it
the...
was never anything else.
That's true.
Never been anything else.
Coming back to the quiz. The IoT...
I left it this way and I'm pleased to be back for it. Sorry, sorry, Patrice, go ahead.
The IoT device security specification. That was the answer I was looking for.
What a great name.
Totally great name. That's why I picked it.
Did Microsoft name that?
I think so, yes.
Sachin Tendulkar Nutella.
Then next, I think, is actually Muller, right?
Muller,
you're there. Give us a number. 7, 9, 23, 24 are taken.
9!
No, 9 is already gone.
Oh, my God.
I know, that's your number.
1.
Number 1. Remember Google Bard? Well, me neither. Yeah. But maybe you can tell me what it is and what they rebranded it to in their quest for relevance. So it's a Google product, and I'm looking for what it is and what the current name actually is.
Google Boats. I don't know.
Nope.
Go on, yeah. Ian's got it.
So it's their AI thing. It was originally called Google Bard. It's now called Gemini.
Correct.
Oh, Bard. I thought you said Bard.
No, Google Bard. Google
like,
Bard.
How is Google Barge?
Barge. No, Google Bard.
I thought he said Barge.
I thought he said Bartman.
I thought he said Bartman too.
I've got tuned to the Austro German.
I think so. It's correct. The AI chatbot, aka Google Gemini. So that is number one, and a point for Ian.
Which recently
Boys, it's not looking good, but at least we'll all go down together.
Yes. So that
going down
actually.
like the Google barge.
You know what?
Go to the Google barge, yes.
At the end of round one, let's move on to round two quickly.
Yes. 1 point for Ewan, 2 points for Tom, and 2 points for Ian, and no points for Atlee or Miller.
I've been to drunken brawls where the people were better behaved than this group.
So let's have a quick look at the rankings. So it's after round one, quite easy. Come on, load faster. Zero for Ewan, yes.
I thought I had one a minute
Actually, you
ago.
have 1 point. Atlee has
I
zero
got a bonus
points.
point for a shit answer.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's just move on. Let's just move on to
Atlee, don't know you fucking miss this boy.
I did.
Ian, sure, let's start with you again. Give me a
Go on then.
number.
Number what can we have 10?
Number 10. AI is being used for everything these days. Some scientists even used it to make what taste better?
Beer.
I'll give you that one. Yes, it's Belgian beer specifically because it was Belgian scientists, but beer's a good answer.
I think I
So,
remember bringing the story actually, so yeah,
yes, you
could have
did
been one of
actually bring
mine.
the story. So, 2 points.
Belgian scientists, a phrase no one ever used.
Well, I just did. Who's
Exactly,
next?
until
Tom.
now.
Let's go with number 18.
Number 18. What issue did United Healthcare face in early 2022 that made everyone say, yikes? There is actually 4 points in for this because there's two possible answers.
Well, I was part of their data breach, so all my info is out in the dark web. Is that what you're talking about?
That's No, that's actually not what I'm talking about.
Oh,
The
mate,
data
you're winning.
breach
You
was
were part of
just
their
so
data
common
breach,
now,
and you're not
everybody
getting a
has.
point for it. Jesus.
I'll give you one
That's
more
a
tip.
blow, isn't it? That's a real blow.
The data
My
breach
name
was actually
is
the
out there. Can I
result.
please have something for it?
The result of what do you call it when they encrypt all their data? Didn't they
Yes,
shut them down?
I'll give you that.
Or
A
not?
I'll give you that. A
You're
ransomware attack. Yes, that's one
ransomware.
answer. Anybody want to guess what the other issue was that they faced kind of as a result of the ransomware attack?
Bankruptcy.
No,
Doctors
actually, they're
didn't
still
get paid
around.
for weeks. Doctors didn't
No.
get paid for weeks. I know
That too, but no,
that.
that's not what I'm looking for. Anybody?
Oh, I
I'll
think
tell
this
you. Yes.
One of their heads, like their CEO or their security head, got fired, or
No, actually,
that
the
can't.
CEO got shot this week, I think, or last week. But
Yes.
That was
it's not
the same
fun.
company.
Oh my
That was the
God.
same company.
Yeah.
No,
He was shot and killed this past
this
week.
week. No,
Yeah.
it was a hearing in the House of Energy and Commerce. No, in the House Energy and Commerce Committee for their ransomware payment. So they paid for it. The data got leaked
Then he got in
anyway, and then
trouble.
they had to do. They had to go on a hearing in the House.
Thought
They had
it
to go
was
to
just some
sleep.
kid who hacked in and changed Tom's next in next appointment to proctology.
That's a data breach I wouldn't want to have to put up with.
Shout out to
Atlee.
Richard Hartnett, who I spoke to this week. He's doing well. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Richard.
Doc
Atlee.
Proc.
Atlee. Your number.
14.
Hello.
14. When Google's free email service Gmail launched 20 years ago, how much storage did it come with?
It came with, oh God, it was something stupid like 100 megs or something.
That is not
It was
correct.
Damn it!
20. 20 meg.
That is also not correct. You're way low. Tom?
Oh, so it was a 1 gig.
gigabyte.
That is correct, Tom. That
Yeah.
is a point for you. That is round two and four.
One.
One
Still pay. I
point,
still
1 gigabyte.
pay one pound. £1.59 a month now for 20 gig.
159. Wow.
If you think about
That's
that,
amazing.
£1.59.
and you got a gigabyte for free back then. Johan, I think it's your turn.
Number five.
Number five. February was eventful. What wild thing happened to the queer.af Mastodon instance? Yes, we did talk about that. The queer.af Mastodon instance. Something happened to it in February.
Is the queer reference part of LGBTQRST thing?
That is a part of that, yes, but it's about the dot. So it's the domain is queer dot
the dot Mastodon
dot af
af
af.
Oh, they got taken down.
Yes. Why? Any idea why? I'll give you 1 point for that already.
Just because of the URL and Mastodon picked it up as a flag.
No. Anybody else has a guess? It has to do with the .af domain. Tom?
No idea.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, .af belongs to a country or something in the country of...
Yeah, exactly. The .af has disappeared, hasn't it? Isn't it an island that's almost washed away now?
Nope.
Not that one. One of them is.
No, it's actually the Afghan.
Oh,
domain. That's what I said. It belonged to a country and the country objected to them.
Yeah, yes, the Afghan government objected.
I actually got that right.
Yes, yeah, I think I'll give you that one. So
12 points for Atlee.
That's one not point for
a
Tom,
while, I guess, though, boys.
And 1 point for Atlee. And I think Muller, then it's your turn.
He
forgot his name then.
Yeah,
and
now his
doubling now because he's enabled his audio on the wrong channel.
No, hold on.
18's gone. 18's gone.
Yes.
Yeah, he's gone.
Two.
He
identifies.
Mate, mute one of those at least.
Is that two or 22?
Two.
I saw what you did there, Tom.
I'll mute you. In February, the FCC made waves by ruling that Watt is now covered under the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. The FCC made waves by ruling that Watt is now covered under the Telephone Consumer Protection
Act. Oh, it's now. Okay, I
it's
thought
now
you
covered.
Not.
It's now covered.
Now covered, right, yeah.
Yes, this is new.
Is it spam?
It's Mueller's question, so he should answer.
Oh, sorry.
YouTube
is no, that's not.
It's a good guess.
It's a good guess, but no. Anybody? I think Atlee, you wanted to guess something.
Wasn't it that protection against spam was covered?
Indirectly, it's actually something that spam is using a lot now.
Robocalls.
No.
Oh, sorry. Oh, AI.
I never used to give hints.
Yes. AI generated voices. That is the question I was looking for. So 1 point for Atlee for this one. And I think this is it, right? Did I skip someone? Don't think so. So let's go to the scoreboard and I'll put in the numbers.
And laugh heartily.
And laugh heartily. So, Ewan, sorry, another zero for you.
No, I got a point.
Actually, that's true. I've got
2 points because you gave me a bonus and you gave me half the right answer.
Yes. How are you
scoring this? That's twice the time I got nothing when I got two.
No. I got that.
Ewan, I don't know if I can be
I am shit at tech now. Every point makes a difference. Come on, man.
4 points for Tom. And 2 points for Ian. And 2 points for Atlee. So the
I think
only
we should give a point to let's give a point to Mahler for fixing his audio.
Okay. No, I'm not doing that.
Well, yeah, now he's got his camera screwed up again. Mahler, where are you?
You know what? I don't know.
Yeah, silly boy. We can see you now, you silly song.
He's still on the other channel, but muted his video and audio, and it's still here.
he needs to swap his two screens because we keep stirring up his nose because his camera.
I think he's doing
this. He has no idea where his camera is.
No,
he's doing this as a tribute to Will Green, I think.
So Tom has 6 points. Ian, 4, Atle and Ewan both have 2 points and 0 points for Muller so far. Let's go for the next round and let's start with Ian again.
Number.
Hey, he's got really big little one.
Yes, number.
I clicked on the wrong thing.
30.
Number 30. One second. I have to go back to this wheel. Number 30 is. Oh. A dozen Wells Fargo employees had a rude awakening when they were fired for doing what? A dozen Wells Fargo employees had a rude awakening when they were fired for doing what?
One presumes they were probably they were on the fiddle or hacking or... Oh, I remember this story now. Oh, God, what was it? Oh, we talked about this.
It's not hacking. Oh. I'll open it up to the panel. I think no, Ewan raised his hand first. Ewan?
They were using the wrong coffee machine.
Nope, that's not correct. Atlee?
Remote meetings with no pants on.
That would be funny. You're in the that's right. Good. You're thinking in the right direction. It's a good answer, but it's not what I'm looking for. But it's the right direction. It's about something about home office. I'll give one more
you
chance.
You only got one chance. No, you only got one chance for the bonus. No.
Yes. So the answer is actually they were using mouse jigglers and keyboard simulators to fake working.
Wells Fargo, a fine institution.
Correct. They got caught. That's the problem. Tom.
Yeah.
I want for Christmas mouse jigglers. two of them.
Two of them.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Tom.
Two mouse jigglers, please.
In honor of O.J. Simpson,
Muller,
let's go with 32.
Thumb or your penis?
32. Oh, this is a funny one. I'm pretty sure nobody's going to get that one, but we did talk about it on the show. Must I, Miss Sophie? Patrice shared a peculiar British New Year's Eve TV show tradition from Germany with the listeners during one of our Summer of Fun episodes. What was its title? It's not really British. I'm going to tell you that. It's
Can you repeat the question? Because I'm not entirely sure what you're talking about.
So, must
Other
I...
Other than you were in it.
Must I, Miss Sophie? Patrice shared a peculiar British New Year's Eve TV show tradition from Germany with the listeners during our Summer of Fun, during one of our Summer of Fun episodes. What was its title? So I want to know the title of that show. It's a show, it's a video, whatever you want to call it. It's really
old. Just randomly get that German title correct.
It's an English title, so I'll give you that.
Faulty Strasse.
No, it's an English title. Ewan.
I don't know.
I can't believe you just pointed to me. I'm going to go with Jules Holland's hog grenade thing.
Nope, that's not the answer. It is Dinner for One. It's actually a British show that nobody in the UK knows.
Dinner
it was
for
super,
one.
It is, it's been for, I don't know, 60 years, super popular in Germany. Nobody knows.
Yes, what? I remember looking at this thing and thinking, what the hell is
that?
Exactly.
Can it be a British tradition
it?
If no one
no,
in the
I said,
UK knows about it?
It is a British a New Year's Eve tradition from Germany. British in air quotes.
It's kind of like David Hasselhoff.
In Germany, everybody thinks it's British.
Right.
But it's not.
Okay, gotcha. Now I understand. Yeah.
Yes.
It was random. I remember
that clue that. Really made sense.
Yes. Like that. All right. Who's next? I think you're next.
Number three.
Intel had a drama-filled year. In February, their CEO announced AI chips for Microsoft. By November, his board had voted him off the island. What was his name? CEO's name, I want to know.
I've sat and watched. I've reported, so I know his face. Indo-Asian guy, and I cannot remember his frigging name. But he's been deserved to go for a long time. I don't know. Go on. Give it someone else.
Pat Gessler or Gels something.
Oh, I'll give it to you. Pat Gelsinger.
Close enough.
Pat Gelsinger. Yes, close enough.
I kept thinking,
you know, and I was trying to give you a clue.
yeah, no, I saw, but I was just, mate. I came in here tonight knowing this was going to be a fucking car crash, so.
It's actually not so bad. Well,
I hear the sirens already.
Oh my god.
Atlee, I think it's your turn.
Let's see now. Blah 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 blah. 21. 22's been gone or 21?
No, 21 and 22 are still available. Which one?
21.
21.
21.
When ChatGPT briefly got a voice, it lost it again because it sounded suspiciously like which character for which movie played by which actress. So I have 6 points.
Like Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
Sound like Scarlett Johansson. I forget her character name.
Everybody does.
She's not Scarlett Witch, is she?
No.
Scarlett Johansson sounds like the same in every movie she's ever been in.
That's
not fair.
Black Widow.
Yeah, but it's Black Widow. The character's name is not
Fly
Black
Me
Widow.
To the Moon. Same answer.
No, not the answer.
Anything.
Not the answer. So Scarlett Johansson is correct. I'm still looking for the movie.
The Marvel character.
I'm still looking for the movie and the character's name.
And what I'm saying, there's
a very specific
film. Cause...
No. There's a very specific film that ChatGPT referenced, even directly, and that's why they had to pull it. This was in the.
Okay, that's different.
it was from her, Scarlett Johansson. And
her, yes, I'll give you that
she,
one.
She.
And then
she.
I was thinking her got her that the Russian character she plays in Marvel.
Nope, not that one. But yeah, I'll open it up to the panel for the last part. What's her name? What's her character's name in the movie? In her.
Man, you're being harsh there, mate.
Yeah. I don't remember.
There's another point to this one. Does anybody remember it? Ian, go for it.
Gina.
Nope. It's Samantha. It's Samantha.
Samantha.
Yes.
I always think, mate, if you want to claim to be a great actor, do an accent that's not your own. That's got to be the starting point.
Yeah, maybe.
Because there's plenty of English actors who, you're like, they've never done another accent. Alec Guinness, good actor, but he's never done an American accent. Scarlett Johansson's never been anything else other than Scarlett Johansson. And, and Robert De Niro, to a certain degree, even though he did do kind of a British-ish accent in the Claire Danes film, what was that one where he was a pirate?
Let's move on.
Oh,
let's move on. Maybe Steven.
Not. But Scarlett Johansson has never been anything else other than the same accent in every single film she's ever been in.
Let's move on. Muller, it's your turn.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, mate.
Oh, my God.
Totally
something's
iPad,
never
man.
Changed. I've been away for 2 years and I've come back and it's exactly the same, Muller.
Okay, Muller, give me a number.
Thank you.
Give me a number.
35.
35. Oh, our tech hearts wept when which two products exploded in a devastating attack in Lebanon in September. So two exploding products. And I want to know which products exploded in this attack.
One of them was a fertilizer.
Nope.
Was it the fertilizer?
Nope.
And the
Those were tech products I'm looking for. Two tech products were used as bombs.
Yeah, I
open it up to the panel. Sorry,
I've got a second.
It's
those pagers.
I'll give you 1 point for the pagers, but I'll leave Ewan to answer the other.
Yeah.
Ewan.
Yeah.
It was amyl nitrate.
Amyl
something
nitrate.
Ammonium nitrate.
It's
tech product.
Ammonium nitrate. There we go.
It was also flip phones. Flip phones.
Oh, yeah. It was big tower thing that exploded.
No, it was neither of that. It was neither of that. The pagers.
It wasn't
me. One was the pagers, and the other one was a walkie-talkie. Walkie-talkies Ooh. Exploded.
No.
Because they switched back to walkie-talkies because they were low-tech, and then those exploded too.
I thought the accelerant was definitely something nitrate.
That could be, but I'm looking for the tech products. I was looking for the tech products, and I said that. Pagers was correct. Pagers and walkie-talkies. So 1 point for
more. Look sharp, pay attention.
Yes. There's an American intelligence officer who does a podcast. He reckons they've done something to the batteries. so that the batteries exploded.
Who knows?
Left them in a warehouse for 4 years.
Maybe.
No, they put. I think they made the battery go. So there weren't big explosions, were there?
Use and a cheap Chinese charger.
Don't think I was ever going to turn up here and behave.
We know that.
We know that. Your pocket or whatever, right? Because
disruption is the only way I've got a chance to win this quiz.
Yeah, especially with Atlee actually making a whopping 5 points this round.
Wow!
I'll just say.
Oh, holy crap!
He's got help from his prisoners behind the camera.
Atlee was always the man to watch, but for different reasons.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, that is true. So coming to the scores, Atlee is actually leading with 7 points. We have Tom with 6, Ian 4, Ewan 2, and Muller 1 point. So you're catching
two
up.
Two bullshit Muller. Points.
Yeah, I'll catch it up.
You're definitely
two
catching
two bullshit
up.
Points.
Let's do the next round. So we're going to start with Ian again.
38.
Oh, Sonos. This is a Sonos question. Sonos had a rough year this year. With their new app
mostly
being...
Mostly because their interface is shit.
Yes. Yeah, basically.
Roughly...
Did that come out later? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so they
I
had a...
I only thought that.
They had a rough
Just
year with their...
better than Sonos.
They had a rough year with the new app being such a disaster that they briefly considered doing what? Hint, it wasn't turning up the volume on compliments.
The MD was going to take a pay cut until it actually got fixed. He was saying he was going to, they were going to do
that, but that's not. But that's not what they considered briefly considered doing. Atlee?
They were going to turn off all abilities for anybody to give any feedback or
nope.
The public.
Nope. That's not the answer. I'll give the panel one more chance. They did something. They had a new app. It wasn't working, and then they said maybe we should
go back to the old to... one.
Yes.
Yeah. Go back to the old one.
Good point. Yes, you get a point, Ewan.
Go
back to the old one. Then they Round
they
four,
never did.
1 point for Ewan.
And it still doesn't work.
Yeah,
it still doesn't work. That was question 38.
The fact I have 3 points is a miracle.
Yes. Tom, you're next.
Let's see. In honor of Jackie Robinson, let's go with 42.
42. Oh, that's a good question. Muller would have an easy time answering that. What's Muller's favorite number?
Do I have to say it in German or can
I
say it in English?
Any
put language.
My hand up first.
But Tom
number said. Number 9.
Yes.
Oh man. How on earth have you got that?
That's what we call in the US, we call that a layup. Open goal.
Yes.
What number question was that?
42.
42.
42.
Tom.
That's the universe. The universe.
All right, then Ewan, you're next.
16.
16. We said, what could possibly go wrong when the startup pitched an AI-powered security camera with which rather dangerous feature? Tom seems to be
my favorite. Shoot things at the person that it thought was a trespasser.
I'll give you that. Yes. It included a paintball gun.
Yes.
That was my favorite story of the year.
16.
Yeah, yeah, paintball guns on it, yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
I like this so much. I'm
mine too,
now.
Yes, 2 points. So you're in three.
Ewan's been holding out on us. He's been studying tech for the last month.
I think so.
I've been studying tech since we started bullshitting about an hour ago.
I think, Atlee, did you already do a question?
No.
No, that's what I thought.
Let's do 22.
22. Remember Atari? Not only are they still around, they just acquired which competing brand from the 70s and 80s alongside with a bunch of old games?
Was it Coleco?
Nope. I think Muller was first. I saw him gesturing.
Commodore.
Nope. Ewan?
Sega.
Nope.
Nah, they still don't bother.
I was going to say Tom of Gore, so I had to think of something else.
Last chance.
Activision.
No.
No. No. Actually, no. You're very, very close. It was Intellivision.
Oh, Intellivision. Right.
Well known for.
It's all that.
Pong, for example. Yes. Pong, for example.
Jesus Christ. Yes.
For example.
Pong.
So,
Pong.
No points on this one. Then I think, Muller, it's your turn.
Oh, yeah. Yes. 11.
Number 11. The rise and fall of FTX. In March, its founder and CEO was sentenced to 25 years for fraud. What is his name?
Asshole?
I don't know.
Asshole.
Tom?
You asshole. Sam Bankman-Fried.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Good old SBF. That was question number 11.
I'm proud I didn't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. See, some points you get. And
I'm happy I was
us...
able to completely ignore that whole thing and not notice.
That is true. You got no points. But Ewan made 3 points in this round. And ooh, so did Tom. And then let's update the leaderboard.
I'm on 5 now.
You're catching up, Ewan. You're definitely catching up. So let's have a quick look.
Mate, if I get anywhere close to winning this, it's a travesty.
Yeah, it says more about us than about Ewan, I think.
Exactly. It's not so much. It's more like I'm reeling you backwards. Not.
Yeah. So, Tom, 9 points. Atlee, 7. Ewan, 5. Ian 4, so you've overtaken Ian, Ewan, and Muller still at 1 point. Let's go. I think we can do one more round. So let's do it.
We got loads more rounds, yeah.
We got a bunch more rounds, yes.
We've got a shitload of numbers here.
Let's start with who starts? Ian always. Yes. Ian again.
25.
Adobe was in the news in June, but not for a good reason. People were outraged because they changed what?
I was first.
The rules.
I was
their,
first.
It's to do with the rules on how they appropriate the images and data they create. Because basically, they the AI to sample
He's struggling.
No, I think right direction, but Ewan was. Actually, no, it's not you and your.
No, the bastards have actually done this to me. Yeah, if you use any of their AI related tools for removal of stuff or creation of stuff, they appropriate the image and it is listed as copyrighted to them, regardless of the fact they had nothing to do with the original image creation, and they're bastards.
Yeah, they are.
I'll give you that one.
I know this inside out because they've taken 5 of my images that I've fucking shot on my camera that is nothing to do with him, just when I took some twat who was picking his nose out in the background.
Yes. They changed their terms and conditions and basically you granted them basically all the rights. They own it.
To be fair, I think he was close enough for the points.
I had some of that. He just had
I didn't understand it. Ewan made it very clear, so he gets the point.
I want an extra point for indignation.
Indignation.
No indignation points.
An extra
Tom
point
gets
for
to pick the next number.
His nose just to get attention.
Tom gets to pick the next number.
All right, let's go with in honor Lou Gehrig, number 4.
Number 4. Amazon's Ring had a run-in with the law earlier this year. What did Amazon do to make everyone say, "Yeah, that tracks"?
They gave police any Ring camera videos they wanted.
Nope.
Not quite.
Nope. Nope. Ewan was first.
I would have said that they agreed that they would comply with law enforcement on requests for footage.
No.
But
no, they had a run-in with them, so they disagreed. So, Atlee.
Oh, right. Okay.
Atlee?
Hang on, you just said
the answer, and now Atlee gets to say the same thing as you to get the answer for the points. No, no.
Well, we share the points then.
No.
What did he say? What did he say?
It was in my mouth.
I was going to say that they were caught keeping the data and using it for training AI video.
Nope. They simply.
It's Mueller.
You want to
go
say
on,
it, Mueller? Come on.
They had this neighborhood thing, didn't they, where anyone could access it, and their staff were accessing it.
That was last year. They actually stopped sharing the video with law enforcement. That was the problem. Mm. Law enforcement wanted it, and they stopped sharing. That was the problem. So nobody got that one. It is Ewan's time.
17.
Oh, this is a true or false question. True or false? The U.S. Congress put a ban on TikTok in place because it's owned by North Korea.
That's false. Because they never actually put a ban in place, and it's got fuck all to do with North Korea because they can't even launch a missile.
You are correct. That was wrong.
I figured that was an easy point if he got it wrong.
No, he got it. He got it right, and
I got two points for that. See that athlete? Remember Atlee Court, mate.
2 points for Ewan. Two points for Ewan, and then Atlee, you go next.
He's stuck.
He's stuck.
No, because I wanted to go, hey, Ewan, you. But I can't.
6, 8, 12, 13, 15, 19, 20, 21, 26, 27, 28, 29, 26, 31.
26. 26. According to a Guardian article we discussed in June, some people are going back to what tech product?
Nokia 3310.
In a paper.
Atlee?
Ian, you're excused, mate.
Three, no, two, one. Ian actually raised his hand. That's false.
I did. Dumb phones. Paper. People are going back to old school phones.
I'll give you you were in the ballpark. It's actually flip phones, but I'll give you the point for that.
Where's Carrie Holtzman? Where is Carrie Holtzman when you need him?
26.
Oh, king of the flip phone, he was, wasn't he?
Motorola V3.
Don't want GPS tracking me all over the place.
1 point for Ian. And then it's Atlee's turn. No, Atlee, this was your question. Never mind.
That was my question.
Then it is Mueller's turn.
So, Ian, give me a number.
6, 8, 12, 13, 15,
just
19, 20,
one.
21.
Just pick
six. One. 6. In a surprise move, Nikon bought which competitor? We didn't see this one developing. Nikon bought a competitor. Which one?
Hasselblad.
Nope.
No.
Kodak.
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, black.
No. One. Anyway, Tom, last
Tom
answer.
Red.
Correct. That was
never
the right
heard
answer.
Of red.
They make these 8K cameras or something.
But I like the answer Kodak, though.
Kodak was a good hit.
But recently someone bought Kodak, so I thought it was.
Probably, but it wasn't Nikon.
Boys.
Actually, the Kodak brand name might still be worth something. I don't know.
It probably is. Yeah. So, another 3 points for you.
The world has been baying for Kodachrome.
1 point for Tom. 1 point for Ian. And that's it.
Come on, man. Scores on the doors, Patrice.
Scores on the doors. Let's have a look. Switch. And...
It's actually quite exciting because I got mine right.
So we got. I'm going to reload.
I'm down to the bottom now.
Oops.
I can see you're back in the game now. I can see those competitive juices going here. You're really into it now.
For Tom. Two points behind.
Yeah, okay, fair point.
We got 8 points for Ewan. You're 2 points, not that much. Atlee 7, Ian 5, and Muller won. And we've just, I mean, we're in round five, and we just passed into double digits. Just saying.
It's cool. That's right. We've got loads of questions.
A bunch of geniuses on this panel.
We only need two questions left, and we've all 5/8 of 40. We've all had 8 questions then. So.
Yes. So let's do it. Yes, and let's start with Ian again.
I have 19.
19.
No. 19.
True or false? Google did not announce any new hardware during this year's I.O. conference.
False. They did, because they've got new phones.
Nope, that is not correct.
I guess true.
Well, yeah.
Who was first?
I think, asking the question.
Exactly.
You can't have bonuses on true or false.
No, there's no bonus points on true or false. Sorry. Tom, you grab the next number, please.
Let's do number 20.
Number 20, full steam ahead, ? Not so much for Tesla's supercharger team. What happened to them in May?
They got whacked.
Yes, they all got fired. Gosh. Exactly. Got fired. 2 points for question number 24.
By Fatty.
Yes. Two points for Tom.
Jesus Christ, that's harsh, Muller.
Have you not seen a picture of him jumping up and down his belly?
Yeah. Yes. No, I'm in a glass house, mate. I can't throw stones. I'm going to go number 8.
Number 8. Matter has had a great year, and the CSA has been busy working on new standards. But what does CSA even stand for?
Consumer Security Agency.
Nope.
That's a good guess.
Can't sell adults.
Consumer Standards Association.
Nope.
The Cyber Security Association?
Nope. I'm gonna give you the answer. Connectivity.
Child support agency.
No, Connectivity Standards Alliance. That's what it's called. It's Matter. Connectivity Standards.
They're a
Alliance.
Bullshit body. You do nothing. Of clearly, course. Apart from two questions in this show. The two questions they've had in this show have been the most exposure they've had all year.
Metaphorically speaking,
and the stories we did about them.
People that don't work there that have talked about them all year.
Yes. Whose question was that now? I think it was Ewan's, right? So
it was mine, yeah. I got it completely wrong. That's the surprise.
Let's go with 27.
27. This
format. Victims.
This is kind of a history question. This former IBM employee and computing pioneer passed away at 86. Michael Hitzlick called her the bravest person I ever knew. What was her name? And bonus point, if you know the story behind his, like, Michael Hitzlick's statement. But the name would be enough.
I think
that the story behind it was she helped with the original space program because she helped them create some of the algorithms they used. The first IBM software.
That is not correct. I think Ewan raised his hand.
I'd have said she was Apollo 11 command module programming.
Nope. That's not correct. Tom?
Errol Reed.
Tom probably knows.
Tom knows.
I think it was my story. It was Lynn Conway.
Yes, correct. Any idea why the bravest person I ever knew, why that statement?
Because she transitioned while at IBM, I think, or
yes.
Shortly after.
Got fired.
That was a bit like a remember.
Continued.
That was a bit like a remember.
Yes, correct. That's 2 points for you, Tom. Number 27.
It's kind of unfair. I did have her book, Mead Conway, a little bit unfair.
And I think it was your story. So,
it was.
But
yeah.
you did remember, yes. Muller, I think it's your turn.
Just choose me a number, somebody. Give me a number.
13, absolutely 13.
13.
Lucky 13.
Oh, April Fool's Day question. On April Fool's Day, a Google service celebrated its 20th birthday. Which one?
Oh.
Gmail.
Correct, Mulder.
Oh,
13 points.
My God.
Surprise on his face and get one wrong.
Oh, my God.
Points.
How many points?
2 points.
Oh, I think he said
no, no. 30, I meant question 13, 2 points.
He said 12 points.
He's catching me up.
I think Muller's going to get the board game this week, I think. Yeah.
That's the end of round number 6. We got 4 points for Tom added and 2 points for Muller. That's it.
I got two for my question.
And I've got three altogether, though.
No.
No, I got
which,
2 points
which
for my question.
No. I got nothing for you. You did correctly. The CSA question.
And you're not the first woman to say that to him.
Oh, I'm
the number six, question 16 was actually way earlier. Was in the fourth round.
How many points have I got? Because I got three.
Yep. I'm sure I got mine wrong.
No, you not.
That was
the
CSA question.
Not in this round. You got the CSA.
Well, support agency. I was correct.
Yeah, nope.
It was a great answer. Just
it
wrong.
Was a good answer. It was exactly. It was just wrong.
I get letters off them every week.
So that means Tom with 14 points, Ewan with 8, Atlee 7, Ian 5, and Muller 3 points.
A bloke who's not done a thing in tech for the last 10 years in second. Hang your heads in shame, boys.
Hang your
heads in shame.
So I think
hold on for a second. And the guy that's only been for
the camera.
The guy that's only been here for two of the episodes this whole year, and I'm in third.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute.
That just tells you coming on the show doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, you stab people for a living and run a server that's big enough to do NORAD's problems.
Ian, let's pick a number, please.
Well, what we got left, anyone?
12, 15?
15, 21, 15, 28, 29, 15. 31, 33.
15.
15. The EDPB, wow, that's a name. The EU's legislator of privacy authorities ruled that which popular model could not be employed by large platforms like Meta and Google. So privacy authorities ruled that a popular model that they use could not be used by platforms like Meta and Google.
Atlee had his hand up first, so.
Yeah, I can't think of the name
of the model. It's a website model, like something they do.
Oh, it's a website model?
Yeah, you've website. Seen it. You've probably seen it. Meta in Europe especially was actually using it for a while.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
It's a tough question.
Oh. Yeah. WordPress.
No. It's kind of a model, like how they, what they do, what they operate. Like Instagram, for example. No.
No. This was your story, right, Patrice?
That was my story, yes. Tom remembers a lot of stories, actually, but not the content.
Well, yeah.
I can't remember the content, yeah.
I'll solve it for you. It's a tough question. It's the pay or okay model. So where you either have to pay or you have to say, okay, you can sell my data. They suck that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Tough question, for sure.
Don't remember that.
It's not really a website model. It's more of an access model.
Yeah, it's a model how they make money, kind of.
So. Yeah, but that's not. It's not strictly related to like that's kind of like pay to play type thing, right? It's a similar concept.
Kind of like that. Let's move on.
Have we all agreed that we didn't know the answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tom, your number.
Let's move on.
In honor of Tom Brady, let's go with number 12.
Number 12.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is a good one. That is a good one. Compress your expectation. It's juicy. XZ, the beloved compression library, was in the headlines in April. Why? XZ.
Because somebody,
yes.
Somebody hacked into the open source to create a security bug.
Yes.
Or security hole.
Yes. Yeah. I'll give you that. It was a backdoor, security bug, whatever you want to call it. Yes, that was correct.
I love the fact that Patrice is having an R, and it's a better answer than anyone else has got here.
So I think wasn't it so much that they put a bug in the back of it, is that one of the security keys was left in the source code in GitHub. No. And they were able to access it that way.
No. They literally put a backdoor in the code, right, kind of in the tests and everywhere, that would but install a backdoor, and then you could basically SSH into any server. That was
nice way. Try, Atlee. Yeah.
This was the guy that kind of took over the support when the older Correct. Guy quit, right?
Yes, exactly.
Weaseled that's what his happened. Way in.
Yes, that was something.
I remember
he even knows the name of the people. That's not. We're not going to.
Good.
His name was Jimmy. This.
You are next number.
His name is Jimmy.
My age, 21.
20. No, 20. 21. We already got. That was the Samantha one.
34.
Oh, this is a good one. Just recently, PlayStation celebrated a big birthday. How old is it now?
50.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Almost. Yes.
30
is correct. It turned 30 on December 3rd, actually. Very recently. So that is...
I remember playing back in the early 70s.
1 point.
On a PlayStation.
Oh, I bet you they're one of those companies been around for ages. They made fax machines in the 1920s, yes. Like Nintendo.
Yes. Next one is Atlee.
Let's go for 28.
28. Oh, this is a good one. This is a Christmas cracker. A lot of points to win. As of November 19th, we are able to purchase the latest installment of a long line of Microsoft Flight Simulator games. When was the first one released, and how many releases have there been in total? And if you can name all of them or any of them, I'll give you extra points.
Oh, man.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Nope. Version one, it's a little bit better than that.
So the first one, I think, was released in 1998.
That is not correct.
Okay. But there's been four of them, as far as I know.
That is also not correct.
There's
been way more than four, I'll tell you that. Ewan, I think you had your hand up.
I think the first one was 2001.
That is also not correct. There was one released in 2001, yes, but it's not correct.
Iterations.
Nope.
Was it 1996?
Also not correct.
95.
No. 1993, I think.
You're all wrong. 1982 was the very first.
Wow.
They did it for a Sublogic Flight Simulator originally. Version 1.0, 1982.
But it wasn't Microsoft Flight Simulator.
It was Microsoft Flight Simulator 1.0. Yeah. Microsoft actually released it back then. And then ported it to all the others, or to DOS actually.
So that was
2003 was the first one where they took the ability to fly into buildings away. So it had been
long.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
you can't fly to buildings.
Any guesses? How many?
The 9/11 guys were trained on it.
32.
Yeah. Eight.
No. 14. 32. 14. We got 1.0 in 82, 2.0 in 84, 3.0 in 88. In the 90s, we have 4.0, 5.0, and 5.1, 1989, 1993, and 1995. We got late 90s into the 2000s, Simulator 95 in 1996, 98 and 97. Yes, those numbers
make no
sense.
Patrice, you under the assumption that anyone cares.
Yes, 2000, 2002, 2004, Flight Simulator X in 2006, most popular one. And then as of 2020 and 2024, we got Modern Era ones.
Could you repeat that? I didn't catch it.
No, I'll not repeat
that. Don't repeat that.
Nope.
Just do 30-second skip back.
Yes.
Well, actually, you might need 2 minutes skip back.
Yes. Okay.
So
let's go.
Numbers left, Patrice. Who's left to go?
We've
got 8 questions left.
Yes. Who's
just Muller on this round?
Muller, let's go.
Yeah. As Tom Brady now owns part of my football team, I'll have another number, please.
29.
39. 29. June, IKEA hired 10 Roblox players to do what?
Play Roblox?
Design furniture.
Nope. I'll not give you this one. No, it must be more specific. Ian?
Oh.
They were to be avatars inside their shop inside Roblox.
Correct. They role-played store employees in a virtual store on Roblox. So that is number 29 with one more point.
That's the end of that round, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah. This was 29.
So we've got 31, 33, 36, 37, 39, 40, 41 left. And we've only got 5 questions left and then the quiz is over.
Correct. So let me put the points in real quick. We got 2 points for Tom. We got 2 points for Ian. And we got we got no points for anybody else. So that was the round.
I thought we got a point there.
No.
What for?
The flight simulator, you didn't have anything?
No, I thought I got my question right.
I can't remember.
Clearly not.
No. Good. Let's do the last round and then we'll do the results. So.
You keep us a 10. Oh, come on. Okay. I might
I
be able to
guess.
You
still, Tom. I'll tell you, 8 points behind right now. So let's go.
I'm 8 behind, behind Tom. Yes, there we go.
And Ian, you start. Last round.
38 then, I think that hasn't gone.
38 is still
it's gone.
Taken.
It's gone.
What are we,
31,
33,
36, 37, 31.
31.
You spin me right round, baby, right round. But not if you're what now discontinued Sony consumer product. Just don't discontinue this year. Yeah. So, want me to repeat it?
I'm guessing CD players, they've stopped selling them?
Nope, that's not correct. Right direction, wrong answer. I think Atli was first. At least I saw his hand first.
The Walken?
Nope.
Oh, sorry, crap!
Ewan?
Oh, I know exactly.
Ewan?
Discs, CD discs.
Yes.
No.
Blu-rays and optical discs, yes, correct.
Oh, DVDs, the actual discs.
All optical discs for consumers, at least.
Yes. You ass, you've got me.
Yes. 1 point for Ewan on question 31.
I'm only 7 points behind.
Correct. Ian's become a pirate.
1 point for Ewan. So, Tom.
That's a rarity.
Tom.
Let's see. In honor of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, how about 33?
33.
God, your basketball knowledge, man.
Yeah.
EU cash grab. 2024 was the EU's year to dive into a money bin like Scrooge McDuck. Which two companies paid hefty fine / money, mixed sums of money, 13 billion euros and 2.4 billion euros, respectively?
Well, there's about 5 to choose from. I'll say Apple and Google.
Correct. 4 points for that. Exactly those two. Paid a lot of money.
That was a guess.
That was a good guess.
Oh, my
Round
God.
8, 33, and Tom gets 4 points. For this
I mean, one. To be fair, there's only like 5 companies.
Exactly.
Right?
And who's the EU fighting? So, yes.
Right. So, it's always American companies. So.
The EU is fighting everybody.
Oh, Europe's
next
a problem. 36. 36.
Which hosting company ended up in a spat with Automattic's CEO over WordPress? Which hosting company?
Tom obviously
company?
Knows, but he hasn't put his hand up because he's too far ahead to worry. GoDaddy.
Nope. I think Adley raised
guess.
His hand, right? I didn't see your hand, Tom. Maybe I was wrong. Sorry?
That's what I have to do. I don't know.
Atlee.com.
It's a trick question, right?
No, it's not.
ESO host.
No. Nope.
WordPress, I don't know.
Nope. Tom, you should know.
UK too.
It's WP Engine. That was the hosting company
WP.
That picked the fight. WP Engine.
I get WP Automattic and WordPress confused.
Yes.
Yeah, I was
That's,
trying
I think
to work
on
out
purpose.
Which bit of it was right, yeah.
Yeah, they're still fighting.
Dan, Atley, your turn, right?
2 people left.
Let's go to 40.
40.
40.
40. Going to space 40. In style. Which high-end fashion company collaborated with Axiom Space for their spacesuits?
I couldn't think of anything I'd care less about, quite frankly. And how
Ian,
pretty some of
I don't know who was first, Ewan or Ian. I think Ewan was first.
Nothing.
Versace.
Nope. Ian?
Spaceman wear Prada.
Yes. Prada is correct.
Oh,
40.
I was going to say through to the loom after the today's
40.
Film.
1 point for Ian. 1 point for Ian. Okay. Last question, Muller.
Best answer of the day.
Last answer for the day. We have two more.
You've got to give Muller a point. You've got to give Muller a point for that.
Yeah, okay, he needs Muller a point. 1 point for Muller.
1 point for Muller. Okay.
Muller, 37, 39, or 41.
37?
Give it. Pick me a number, Ewan.
37, 39, 41, dude.
Let's pick me one.
41.
41. How old is NVIDIA's GeForce GPU line? And what was the first... what was the name of the first one released?
Hold on a minute, can you say the question again?
Yes. How old is NVIDIA's GeForce GPU line? And what was the name of the first one released?
Oh, was it the 450?
Nope. How old is it? You get it, Manuel.
How old? I'm going to say since about 1998.
That, no, that's too much. You're
26,
over.
26 years.
No, you're over. I think Ewan, you were actually faster.
No, Atlee was next.
Atlee was
Atlee
first.
Was next.
Okay.
I'll after Atlee.
He was 16 years old.
Nope.
Nope.
You're under?
I just said 20, and it was
you're under?
GE1.
You're under?
Like 22, then.
They're 21, and they can drink now. I'm guessing they're 21, and they can drink now.
Nope. Tom?
He tried giving one a drink.
I think it's 25.
It is 25. Yes, we talked about that.
Oh, Tom doesn't need the help. That's not fair.
Hold on a minute.
You get 1 point. Does anybody know what the GeForce name, what the first one was?
Reva. I was one year old.
GeForce
right.
One.
Given me.
Nope.
GeForce.
It's a GeForce Reva. 256.
Oh.
For some reason, they picked 256.
The 256 bit curve, yeah.
Yes, that was.
Yeah, because 256 was as big as it got then.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
So one last final point for Tom.
Right, I just want to say, if I'm still second, you lot are not coming on the show this year when I host again.
Okay. So let's do the scores for the final round. So we get one more.
Well, let's
point
look at
for
the scores.
You.
Ewan's in front.
5 points for Tom.
And right behind him, right behind
one
him, kissing
point
his
for
butt,
Ian.
Is Tom.
Ewan's got 36 number. Points.
All right. So
negative.
Fine. Negative.
Negative.
No, negative points we only do on the keynote poker. Sorry. So scores are calculating and we have a result. The results are in last place. You can guess. I'm not going to refresh yet, so I'm not spoiling it. In last place, we have Muller Biker with 4 points. So thank you.
Well done, Muller.
Is that surprising, considering he didn't get his name right?
Yes, and had a hard
that's
time
a,
joining.
That's an increase from the last time he played the quiz with me.
Oh, that's probably true.
But he does get the award for the best answer of the day.
He does definitely get
absolutely.
That one.
Absolutely.
We have in fourth place, we have Atlee with 7 points. So Ian... Already surpassed Atlee with 8 points. That means it is, I think, not a surprise. It's between Tom and Ewan. Did Ewan make it? I don't think I can. I don't think I'm spoiling anything when I say congratulations.
Oh, you give the answer. Right. The most technology I've got is choosing between 3 and 4 ply toilet paper this year.
See, and you got 9 points.
He's got no more technical than that, mate. I've got 9 points. Shame on the lot of you. Shame on the lot of you.
Yeah, but
so
also
you get the comeback of the year
you get, yes.
award.
But I also want
to present the show next year.
Yes, I want to also point out that Tom collected as many points as you and Ian and Muller Biker together.
There's a surprise. But so, Tom's ex-CIA, man.
Yeah, that's probably why he hacked the NSA.
I got the NSA computers working.
These are AirPods. These are links back to HQ telling the answers.
But Tom didn't make anybody laugh, so that's it.
The funny
yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
The funny
I
thing is...
I think he gets negative points because he made Ewan cry.
So that's the end of this quiz. The funny thing is, I think the only really British question we had, we didn't even get to, because I asked what DEFRA stands for. I'm pretty sure someone could have got that.
It's the Department for Ecology and Farming and Rural Activity. Rural Agency.
Okay, that answers that question. No, it's wrong. The Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs.
You just said that.
You should know that. No, you did not. No,
he
kind of said it. He kind of said it.
Kind of doesn't count when it comes to governments. Yeah. Thanks everybody for.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks everybody for doing this. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Patrice, for doing the questions. Thanks.
Little random.
If you came here looking for enlightenment, it was fuck all use.
Yes.
I think my favorite reaction to the whole thing was when Ewan said, "I'm only seven behind you," and then Tom immediately got 4 points.
Yeah. That was
the
good.
Look on Ewan's face was priceless. Like, oh, what?
Yes. So, last show of the year, we're going to go into our holiday break. We'll be back in the new year with our year in review and also our predictions for 2025. We're going to look at our predictions that, I mean, if you look at this quiz, I think you can guess how well we did in the predictions, but I'm not going to tell you until the first show of the year.
No, I'm going to go back to being host because I'm fuck all. I know fuck all. No, yes. So in the new year, I'm going to do far more big shows. I don't know I'm going to do so well in the Mac show, because that needs a bit of investment in time and knowledge, which I don't have.
You mean investment we use Dave's.
I'm going to come back and do the big show as many weeks as I possibly can. So, Atlee, you've been around a long time in this network and you've not been back this year a lot. And Muller as well. I want you guys to come back because I want us to have a kicking big show every week. And I'm going to be here. I promise you guys. Promise
Very
you.
Cool. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun, like this show.
That's good news.
Let's go around real quick.
I've loved the last 2 weeks so much.
Great to have you back,
mate.
We did
love having you back, to be honest. It was a lot of fun.
I need to be back. Absolutely. I need to be back. I'm going to be back on Thursday nights, 7 o'clock. Big
seven
show.
Quick.
It's going to be good.
In the new year. Let's go around.
I might come and we'll think about the Mac show, but that's Friday the harder for me. But yeah, I'll definitely be here for the big show.
You heard it here first, so.
No, well.
Well, now we have a big announcement. We should put that up on the website. Ewan is back. So, Ewan, where can people find out more about you? Where they can reach out?
So, I'm a photographer in Birmingham. I've done it for 40 years. 17th of November was the first time I took a picture in 1984.
Wow.
So, congratulations.
I've been doing it for 40 years now. That's I love crazy. Weddings, absolutely. Actually, someone said, no, you love this, right? So last weekend, I got a call from a girl called Carol Bailey, who I've known for a long time. She's a photographer in Birmingham.
Is that Dad David?
She hates weddings, right? And she said, I've got a party to shoot on Saturday, but I can't do it. Can you help me out? Otherwise, I'm in deep shit. I went, yeah, no problem, I'll do it. Turned up there. It was a frigging wedding party.
Oh, no.
So I sent her a message going, oh, you forgot
Thanks
the W
lot.
Word in that request, didn't you? I don't do weddings, but I've got a new website up. I've rebranded. I'm ministryofimage.co.uk, where perfect images of the law. And any feedback, more than welcome.
Hey? More.
ministryofimage.co.uk.
More.
No,
it's ministryofimage.co.uk. But moi, yeah, I am the best photographer. It's all about moi. And I'm on Ewan Rankin on Twitter, and I'm on Ministry of Image, the Ministry of Image on Instagram.
But you don't want me back now.
Very cool. Atlee, thank you. Thank you for being
Give me
here
time.
all the way from Canada, joining us, having a laugh with us. And
That's why I was late. It was a long trip.
yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, you had to push the bits over
He's
the
only
ocean.
here because bodies don't start to spell over an hour. Atlee,
Okay.
unfortunately, I'm an archaeologist now, mate. I'll have to come down there and do a bit of digging.
So,
Oh no.
to that point, I had to dig some post holes for a fence in my yard. I found a car in the back half of a transport truck underground.
Oh my
The
God. Oh my
back half
God.
of a
Oh my
transport
God. truck
That's
in
a
my
bit young
truck.
for her.
Yeah,
Moby
but
Dick's who lived there before you.
Atlee,
yeah.
tell everybody where they can find out more about you.
You can find me pretty much anywhere at Atlee Hunter.
FBI database.
That's true.
Hey, at least
Name
I don't
you've
have
most wanted.
Hey, Muller, relax. At least I don't have to go to my neighbor and tell him I'm there.
Hey, I work for the British Museum now, mate. I'm very important.
You're very important. You're very potent.
He's very highly.
Yes. So, Atlee Hunt at Atlee Huntler Hunter. Sorry.
You can find me pretty much everywhere.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you again for being here. Ian, how about you?
Me,
Let's go
well,
out
Atlee Hunter.
I'm here mostly. I'm here mostly on a Thursday, and if not, you'll find me on LinkedIn. My name is Ian Grant, and I work for a company called Veeam.
As a pirate.
I'd keep that quiet, otherwise you'd be jobless.
Muller, British Museum Muller. How about you? Where in the British Museum can you could be found?
In Birmingham.
The
In
fossil section, the fossil section, right?
I was just about to say,
Canada's
in the prehistoric section.
The snack bar.
I deal with all the rusty stuff, apparently. I don't get to touch any of the nice
Invasion.
stuff. Although I did have a nice hand axe that was 3,500 years old the other day.
Wow, that's
Wow.
cool.
Yeah, and it
Is
was
that your
I
first
got it
arrest?
I got it out the bag, and the woman who's in charge of me goes, "Ah, oh, I'll deal with that." I thought, "Oh, I could. I was going to photograph that." Oh. Because the oldest thing I've put on the database so far is 3,200 years old, and that would have beaten it.
Oh no. Next time.
Yeah.
So where can people
I
find
think
out
that
more about you?
I'm not on X anymore. I've dumped that piece of crap. I'm on Blue
Good.
Sky.
Okay.
Muller Biker at Blue Sky.
Muller back at Blue Sky. Very cool.
Oh, okay.
And last but by no means least, Tom, all the way from the other side, almost actually farther away than Atlee. So thank you for
Quite a
joining us.
ways,
Thanks
yeah.
for a great year. Congratulations on the win. And tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me on a Mastodon. I'm Tom F at sfba.social, and I'd like to congratulate Patrice on passing the exam on how to be a kindergarten teacher. You've handled the classroom very well today with a bunch of unruly kids. Excellent work.
You're
Oh,
welcome.
I'm gonna be me and you and our kids.
Yes.
If you're
What
talking
was
about
it?
in retrograde senescence, yes, we are.
Yeah, we're all there, yeah.
All right. Thanks everybody. Thanks for joining us at British Tech Network at techhangout.social. We are on Mastodon. Also britishtech@gmail.com or join us next year,
We're back on the
live.britishtechnetwork.com.
ninth.
Probably on the 9th. Follow our social media, we'll post
Nice.
it. Probably on the ninth.
I'll be here on the ninth. Whoever
Yes.
fancies to bring a
Yeah.
story, we'll do it.
We might do a
I'm
week
in.
earlier, but we have to decide that. Yes.
I'm back on the big show.
Sounds good. And with that, thanks for listening. See you next year.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Ho, ho, ho. Santa says Merry Christmas.